7.7, Maryland, Southern Colony. Cecilius Calvert started the Southern Colony of Maryland in 1634 for two reasons. First, Calvert hoped to make money. Second, he wanted to provide a safe place for Catholics to practice their religion. In England, and in some colonies, Catholics, like Calvert, were harshly treated by non-Catholics and the British government. Maryland's geography and climate were perfectly suited for growing and selling tobacco. Tobacco plants grew well in the hot, steamy summers. Chesapeake Bay split the colony in half and provided a route to the sea. Tobacco farmers near the bay could easily ship their crops to Britain and other places. Unfortunately, the climate also encouraged mosquitoes that spread disease. There were many job opportunities in Maryland. Most colonists there worked small farms. They grew tobacco, corn, wheat, and fruit trees. Other colonists were involved in lumbering, shipping, fishing, and raising cattle for beef and milk. Some bought and sold slaves. Families who grew tobacco on large plantations became rich. However, most of the work on plantations was done by African slaves and indentured servants. Participation in Maryland's government was limited. At first, Calvert himself was in charge of Maryland's government. In 1638, Calvert permitted the colony to have an assembly. Generally, white men with property could vote for members of the assembly. As more non-Catholics moved to the colony, Calvert convinced the assembly to pass a law that protected Catholics' right to vote and to serve in the government.